Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, it's coming. Ride for us.
Hampton, Hampton.
Guys, I can't take it.
OB. It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay. Guys.
Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Cut down there.
An OP show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Special Saturday night edition, indeed. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. The one-game win streak is over as the Bears go up to Detroit. The Lions keep...
No! Say it isn't so! They lost?
They had an opportunity for the first time since 2013 to get two wins in December. Unfortunately, it did not happen tonight. Lions beat the Bears 20-10. The offense, they let Mitchell Trubisky throw the ball 46 times, but it wasn't his best day, Hampo.
Well, and again, you know, folks, hey, from start to finish, it was a sad ball game for the Chicago Bears after last week. And everyone wanted to, and OB, I know you've got a stack of newspapers here telling us all how great Dell Loggins, Mitchell Trubisky, Jordan Howard, how this offensive juggernaut was going to mow down the
Detroit
Lions.
That's right, Dan, because they were going to come together today, and they were going to run out. Howard's going to crush people, punish them, and Trubisky's the greatest third-down quarterback in the history of football. Our offense is ready to break loose. They let him go. They did everything, huh?
Well, after 13 penalties and 3 interceptions, the only offensive penetration by the Bears was after the Lions built a 3-score lead and basically backed off, letting him throw against a little soft zone. But it was sad. It was really sad. But most importantly, the one overarching theme of this game is John Fox has got to go. And this is sad for the last time. We've got a game next week against the miserable Cleveland Browns.
Which they're going to beat us,
Dan. Who knows what's going to happen in that cause, and how many people even want to come watch it. But after, when you strip it away, you get a little bit of momentum, and you say, okay, now the offense is on track. We go out there, and we look just horrendous. And again, we're harmless as heel hounds. And you know what? The Detroit Lions clowned us today. They knew that last week's game, it was an overvalued win. And you know what? They weren't worried at any point in this ballgame. And it's at some point, you got to say, John Fox, if you can't win one game in your division, you have got to go. He is 0-5 this year in the NFC North. Mm-hmm. And that on any NFL schedule will get you fired.
Dan, I just maybe want to take it a step further. Not only Fox, but every assistant coach on this team and the two position coaches, they have to go. They have to go. Pace and whoever is head of pro scouting and college scouting, they shouldn't even let him out of town. Put him in jail for fraud. This is a disgrace. All week, we beat a team, the Cincinnati Bengals, folks. On defense, there's only 11 people on defense. They had five starters did not play. They were out. Two of them cornerbacks. The toughest position in football on defense. And if you read the papers and listened to the press all week, Trubisky, effective on third down, no secret. Howard is going to run. He has got out. What is this one here?
On his Howard, way to a world.
Healthy Howard,
right?
Ready to make his run. Bears running back, pain free, looks to punish foes in a bid for the rushing title. He had 10 carries for a total of 37 yards, of which 16 on one play. You people in this town better wake up. It's right in front of you. This is a disaster. And could you imagine next week, Cleveland coming into our house And if they beat us, there will be no words, folks. There will be no words. But the words are now, Pace, you're a general manager. I'm an Olympic swimmer. You're unbelievable, pal. You don't have a clue. And the people you surrounded yourself, they don't have a clue either. We have receivers that can't catch a ball, can't run a route, and when it gets to them, they drop the ball. So you catch a couple of them. It is so ridiculous, folks. And so to sit here and watch this game tonight, this late this afternoon, is an absolute joke. An absolute joke. Detroit Lions, they have a horrible defense. And what do? We play the little cat and mouse game. Do we go downfield? Do we try to stretch the field?
No.
Did you watch the game? Try to stretch the field. Watch other teams in the National Football League. It never ends. They throw the ball down the field. We're in the third quarter, fourth quarter, trying to win this game. We've only won four. And for God's sakes, you don't try to go into the end zone, throw a 40, 50-yard pass? This is enough!
Here's what I wrote, and, you know, we were taking notes today, and the final note I took was, Bears need to flush the toilet. President on down. Start over. And I think that sums up what you're saying,
couldn't
right,
agree
Ed?
With you more.
Flush the toilet.
Take a look at
start
this
over. Look, the McCaskies own the team. Everybody accepts that.
It's never going to be
smart. President on down. You got to start over. Do you disagree with that, Dan? I mean, honestly, and I get no. Pace probably is going to survive this, but Ed's right. Flush it. Start over.
My guy, when you take a look at our scouting system. Who are these people?
But you know what was really so distressing was the fact that, again, we were supposedly coming into this game with a little bit of momentum. After, as you said last week, the overvalued win against a miserable Bengal defense. But we had every break. Early in the game, Kendall Wright, he has a fumble that is not called a fumble. And then we roughed a punter. They don't call that. I mean, everything was going our way, and yet we still could not muster any offense. The only 3 points we got in the first half was when the defense got a cheap fumble right at the end of the first half, and we kick a crib field goal. Other than that, the offense did nothing.
Happen OB, sponsored by Parent Petroleum, as we start the show here. 312-981-7200. That is the
phone. And we got to give a shout-out, right, to Pete.
Pete Mancini. He's
retired, and one of the best guys in the world, right, Ed?
He's got one of the finest petroleum companies in the country. You people want to get into that business, those are the people to call.
Also, a shout-out to Gigi, your daughter, who is in studio with us today. I thought it was going to temper you to start the show here, OB, and clearly it does not. So I think she has seen this before, and now she gets to see it in person.
Gigi and my son-in-law, Lewis, they were Christmas shopping and everything. And they just calm me down a little bit. But I just want to
yeah,
tell you something.
I mean, the good news is, luckily, Gigi's here, because you would be losing it tonight.
I'm so sick of seeing this week after week. And then you read the reports and how wonderful, and it's this, and they're going to do that, and they're going to do this. And they go out there and fall on their face. Do you mean to tell me with that game plan today, gentlemen, with our game plan, we saw it, we watched it, we saw what they did, what the game plan was. You're telling me that was a game plan to beat the Detroit Lions?
No. It was a keep it close game plan and not make mistakes, because you have a quarterback that has horrible footwork and fundamentals, and you've been saying it all along. We gave up everything, and this kid has gotten worse, not better. That's the bottom line.
I thought in the second possession, when Trubisky on first, the Bears get the ball for the second time. It's first and 10. They got it on their own 20. First play, they throw it to Tariq Cohn behind the line. It was the safest, most conservative, bland play call of all time.
I got one better for you. We get the fumble, and there's 12 seconds left.
Right.
You want to throw it in the end zone. You got one chance to score a touchdown.
Right.
We go two tight end, three wides. Instead of five wides, nobody even gets across the 10-yard line. We throw some miserable little circle route.
Out route.
And then take the field goal.
That what Dan just said, that borders criminal. That board is criminal. How the hell you have five wideouts on this team, whether they can catch or not, but at least spread them out. You got 12 yards, you're behind, and you don't go for the end zone. You throw a three-yard out.
To the Brown kid,
you
right?
You can't make this stuff up.
To a tight end.
Yep. And Bellamy, I got to say, go ahead, Dan, what were you going to say?
No, and again, we keep Bellamy. He had two penalties today and a drop ball that hit him in the face. And yet we keep him and cut Trey McBride, who is now playing for the Buffalo Bills. Who makes that decision?
Face.
312-981-7200. Bears lose to the Lions 20-10. We're with you till 9 o'clock tonight. It's a special Hamp and OB with Kaz on a Saturday evening with Gigi in the studio. And
my son-in-law, Lewis.
And your son-in-law, Lewis. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lewis. My bad.
Would you get his name right, Mark? If you're going to make the announcement, do it right. Well, okay? Don't be Mitchell Trubinsky.
With all due respect to Lewis, I've heard more about Gigi. So I just the fact that I'm getting to actually see her today, and it's a whole... It's a big move for the show right now, OB. I'm glad the family's here.
Well, it's a
here.
Big moment for you, clearly, because you're stammering and stammering right now.
Well, I'm just looking forward to all the fun that we're going to have here until 9 o'clock. Thank you. And the Midwestern University Multispecialty Clinic in Downers Grove offers a comprehensive, patient-centered healthcare experience at their Family Medicine Clinic, Speech-Language Institute, Physical Therapy Institute, Dental Institute, and Eye Institute. At their clinics, you're going to receive quality care from a team of highly qualified faculty and students. You can learn more at MWUClinics.com, or you can call 630-743-4500. That is 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Clinic, your family's home for health care. How did Mitchell Trubisky do today? Well, he threw three interceptions, so we'll get the breakdown on how he did from the guys coming around back here. Hampton OB with Kaz until 9 on 720 WGN.